B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tony.
Hey.
What happened, man? Talk to us.
Man, you know, I met this great girl, dude, and she just came up missing. I keep calling her and texting her, and she's not replying back to my phone calls.
Okay.
Came up missing. Like, do you not know if she's alive or is she on a milk carton? Like, what are we talking about here?
No, like, you know, I've been there. You know, we was texting back and forth and, you know, phone calls and whatnot, going out on dates. And she just went ghost on me.
What was the very last interaction you had? Was it through text or?
No, see, you know, I ran the marathon the other day. And okay. She came over that night and she gave me a massage afterwards because I was sore.
All right.
So was that your first marathon?
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh. What was the toughest part, would you say? Because I almost died when I ran Boston.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You know, like mile 22 was pretty tough. You know, it's pretty much all uphill. Uphill run is hot.
I don't remember mile 22, to be honest with you. After
all right, Ramiro, we get it. You ran a marathon.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to bond with my boy, Tony.
Yeah, is that what you call it?
Sorry, Tony. We'll talk about the marathon.
Right,
our marathon experiences after.
All right.
First, we'll try and get this girl on the phone, get you another day. You deserve it because you have done what only 1% of the population on this planet has done, and that is completed a grueling 26.2-mile trek known as a marathon. All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we need to speak to Janie because we just got a call from our boy, Tony. And, they went out on a couple dates. The last time they saw each other was after he ran the marathon, the Boston Marathon. And she came over after and gave him a massage. And ever since then, he hasn't heard from her. Was it because the ball stank? She couldn't handle it? I don't know. Tony, stay quiet. We're going to call right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Janie?
Who is this?
I'm sorry for interrupting whatever you're doing. My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. So listen, we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you a lot. He gave us your phone number, and he would love to take you out on a nice date. So the reason we're calling you is we're willing to pay for whatever date you want to do.
Tell me more.
Okay, perfect. We'll pay for the whole thing. You and this guy go out. If you hit it off, great. Continue hitting it off. And if you don't hit it off, then worst case, you got a nice date on us.
Okay, who is it?
Okay, so the guy's name is actually Tony. You remember Tony? Who he said last time you saw him was after the marathon, after he ran it.
Tony?
Yes. Hello.
Hello?
She hung up, I think. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hang up?
Yeah, that means she hung up. Because one of the lines dropped off. Is there something you're not telling us?
No. See, told you she acting crazy. Like,
something's missing here.
All right. So maybe she just got disconnected. So we'll try and call her again.
Listen, don't call me back for no Tony's ass. Tony's a liar, okay? He's a liar.
Wait, hold on. Wow. Okay, so Janie, it's us again. And Tony's on the phone. He heard when you hung up on us and everything.
You had this lying ass piece of shit. You got him on the phone?
But what's going on? Like you ain't returned my phone calls or nothing?
Okay, I didn't. And Tony, you know why? Because you're a liar. You know that, right?
How am I lying?
And you gonna sit here and call this radio station like you didn't lie?
What did he lie about?
The whole time me and Tony been seeing each other, everything was great. Like, I thought he was a stand-up guy. Okay, cool. So the marathon comes around. Tony got me out there. I'm hyped because I'm a supportive girlfriend. You know, I'm trying to play my role or whatever. I got my sign out there and everything. So the people coming by, you know, they running, they sweating. I'm looking for Tony. I'm looking for my boo. I just want him to see that I'm there. I'm supporting him and everything. No Tony. Tony calls me later on. Can you come over and give me a massage? Because that marathon wore my ass out. All right, so I'm still playing my part. I go. I give him a bomb-ass massage. I'm sitting there after he knocked out like he done did a hard day at work. I'm looking on Instagram. Wait a minute. And I'm trying to do the math because Tony's getting f***ed up while the marathon is going on. Like, wait, this is not making sense. This is not making sense at all.
So you're out there. Let me picture this. You're out there with your sign. You're getting ready to cheer him on as he's running by. Meanwhile, he's at the bar drinking and getting drunk.
Not running the marathon.
I'm sorry. Wait, that's
not running the marathon.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Tony, Tony, you're allowed to speak now. She's
No. I ran the marathon. I got super sweaty. I changed my clothes. I went into a bar, and I just got a couple of drinks on the run. That was it.
I looked at your Instagram. 8 a.m., you was drinking. 9 a.m., you was drinking. 10 a.m., you was drinking. Tony, where's the lie?
There is no lie. I was thirsty.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Tony, I need
mean,
to know.
Technically, he's not lying.
Did you?
I was running. I needed a drink.
Did you run 26.2 miles in the Boston Marathon, Tony?
I ran a couple.
You ran a couple miles.
Yeah.
In the beginning, at the end, in the middle.
Like in the middle.
Does it matter,
like,
though?
In the middle. Okay.
In the middle.
Tony, did you have like a bib number to run the marathon?
A bib? What's that?
A bib number.
Exactly.
Like a baby bib?
Oh, my God.
Tony, what? Hold on. Okay, so what did you do on Marathon Monday?
He ran in the middle.
I ran in the middle when I stopped at a bar.
What do you get out of running in the middle? I get it, like, the taking off, the crossing the finish line. What do you get from running in the middle?
That's how you have fun at a marathon, right?
Wow.
I might need to try that.
So, it's hard because, like, I guess technically he's not lying about what he did.
He ran the marathon. Not the whole thing.
Yeah.
You were there.
You ran at some point in the marathon. And I'm sure your legs hurt after that, and that's why you wanted a massage from Janie. Okay, so Janie, now we have a perfect explanation.
Oh,
so what do you
God.
Think?
Listen, I'm not buying that shit. I don't with liars. I don't have time for Tony's pencil head ass. I'm good.
Janie, would you like another date with Tony?
No.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Put it this way. If you're in a relationship, you're gonna love the person that you're with so much more. Because it means you're out of the dating game. And you won't have to go through what the girl goes through. What the girl goes through on Monday. 6 a.m. Second date update on the 10th, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.